Some people say they've seen this one before. Harvard Kennedy School lecturer Elaine Kmark says back when she was in the Clinton White House, they tried to make federal hiring easier and faster.
And we failed. Why did we fail? Because we went to Congress and discovered something interesting about Congress. Nobody cares. Nobody.
But now, with nearly half of federal employees eligible to retire in the next decade, some lawmakers say changing the hiring process makes a lot of sense. Hawaii Senator Daniel Akaka and Maryland Congressman John Sarbanes have proposed legislation to codify many of the Obama administration's ideas. For example, making agencies fill vacancies in 80 days or less. Sarbanes told me that would get rid of as much as 4 months of wasteful steps.
There's as many as 45 different handoffs that can happen between various people in the chain of command, you know, different managers and HR specialists and so forth. We think that some of that process can be consolidated without sacrificing the due diligence that an agency wants to have in terms of making these hirings. But you're talking about a lot of very discrete steps. And, you know, over time that becomes institutionalized, particularly inside a large organization like a federal agency. And so everybody kind of gets used to doing things that way. But that's not going to make the agency competitive in terms of reaching out to this new workforce.
Because the administration has instituted its own hiring reform agenda, why is this law necessary?
While this administration may be proactive in terms of putting these reforms in place, we want to make sure that those reforms are there for the long haul, and these agencies really say, you know what, this is something we're going to have to do. This is not something that's just going to sort of pass after this administration. This is a commitment we need to make for the long term, and that's the idea behind legislative initiative.
The long-term approach.
Yes.
Talk to me about one of your initiatives here to better integrate hiring managers into all stages of the hiring process. Now, these are the people that make the decisions when it comes to the end. What is happening now? Are they not integrated enough?
It gets back to this issue of having so many discrete steps in the mix, so that I think what happens is you don't start to get the kind of subjective input into the hiring that is appropriate at a certain stage. Obviously, you need standards, and you need to have some uniform standards that you apply to the candidates, right? So there are some objective steps along the way. But you want to begin as early in the process as you can to bring in the judgment of the managers and sort of supervising authority that's thinking about what's good for the agency and how people will fit into the overall mix of personnel within the agency. And so to get that thinking earlier in the process, sort of on the front end, I think results in better choices down the line, but it can also help to reduce, again, the amount of time it takes to make these decisions.
If you take that along with trying to shorten those days, like we talked about, to just 80 between the time that an agency receives an application and makes a decision, and then the move to a resume and cover letter-based application system, would this legislation bring the federal government in line with the private sector?
That's been the goal all along. It doesn't make any sense to have the private sector hiring people with a more nimble process and more streamlined process. If we're not going to, you know, if we're not going to keep up with that, that doesn't make any sense because we're going to fall behind in terms of being able to compete for that talent out there. And so a lot of this has to do with, you know, looking sideways at what the private sector is doing and what we know the average candidate is experiencing when they apply to a private sector company, and wanting to compete with that so that the jobs in the federal workplace get the same kind of attention from these candidates. And keep in mind that our federal agencies need the best and brightest people right now. I mean, these are very difficult and in many instances very sophisticated jobs in these federal agencies. And you want to make sure that you've got the best folks coming into that workplace. If it's going to take them 200 days before they know the answer to whether they're going to be hired, by that time they'll be long gone. So this is about being competitive in the recruitment process. And I think that for that reason, frankly, we're very optimistic that over time we can garner real bipartisan support for this kind of reform within the Congress, because it meets, I think, every expectation that we have across the board with respect to our federal agencies, that they're competitive, that they're smart, that they're efficient, that they're doing this recruitment in a streamlined and focused way, and everybody can get behind that idea.
Why don't you have any Republican co-sponsors so far? It seems like this might be something that gives the government more flexibility, something that Republican lawmakers would like and support.
I certainly think so. I think part of it has to do, frankly, with the climate that we're in, where it's just tougher and tougher to get people to sign on to things that are bipartisan, because they feel like they're operating in this larger atmosphere where we're sort of in a pitched battle all the time. But I think as we present the merits of this legislation to our colleagues, there's a good chance that over time we'll be able to bring on co-sponsors from across the aisle and have it really reflect a bipartisan interest.